Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning, I'm Mike Durler. It is 8:36, and joining me on the phone all the way from Artesia, Jessica Volleman with the Artesia Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I tell you what, just Christmas time, things going on all over the place, including you guys got a very busy weekend over in Artesia as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And everything kind of kicks off today. It's kind of a crazy back-to-back-to-back. We've got our amazing, we call it Light Up Artesia. It's our electric light parade tonight at 6 o'clock. So that'll be good. We light up all downtown. All of our shops are open for holiday shopping. There's going to be snow in Artesia.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes. It'll be around the corner of Main Street, which is the same highway that runs straight to Alamogordo, Highway 82. And between 5th and 6th Street. It'll be at our big Derrick Floor bronze statue downtown. So we'll have food trucks and hot cocoa trucks and lots of fun activities down there for all the families. Come, of course, you'll see tons of lights, take lots of pictures, bundle up. It's going to be chilly, and it's just going to be a great, great evening for some holiday shopping and lighting of Artesia, downtown Artesia.
Well, that sounds like that's going to be a fantastic event, having the street lit up and a lighted parade and all kinds of folks. And I imagine your main street there is going to be chock full of spectators.
Yes, sir. Yes. So, yes, if you're coming through this area, definitely something to stop and see. But, yes, the street will be blocked off, and it's going to be lots of people around. So just be careful coming in, but come get a good parking spot. I think all the shops are going to start having their sidewalk sales and things like that around 4 o'clock. So come on down, do some holiday shopping before it gets dark, and then stick around for the parade. It'll be really fun. Be really nice.
Oh, yeah. Also coming up, you've got a Christmas tree market tomorrow and Saturday as well.
Yeah, we have a cute winery just south of town called Balzano. And it's about right in the middle between here and Carlsbad. And they are doing a Christmas tree market. And so they'll have, vendor booths and, of course, Christmas trees. They also do food and wine. They'll have a little Santa, tons of little, photograph spot kind of areas where you can take pictures with your family and things like that. So yeah, that's a really, really cute. They, do it up every year. I think they've only been doing it for a couple of years, but it's really fun and they keep growing this event. So that's exciting. They're really rocking and rolling with that.
Well, one thing that caught my eye on your newsletter here is the 2023 Frosty Ride by Champion Motorsports out of Roswell. I tell you what, that's going to, December 5th on Tuesday. It's going to be chilly for that one.
I know it, yes. Yeah, they're going to have a good time with that on Tuesday for sure, down in Roswell. That's really fun. One thing we're excited too is this weekend, our high school choir gets together every year, and they do what they call Bulldogs on Review. And it's a great opportunity for the community to come out and kind of see these kiddos work really hard. And some of them are doing solos, and they have costumes and acts, and they've been working on it all semester. Normally it's in November, and this year they're doing a Christmas theme. Oh. So they pushed it into December, which is coming up also Friday and Saturday at night, but you can come, and those tickets are only $8 to get in, so it's a pretty inexpensive evening here in Artesia to go and watch those kiddos put on a heck of a show. They do a great, great job. So that's another fun thing that's going on.
it's
pretty wild.
Yeah, of course you got your second annual Window Wonderland contest going on now.
Yes, and in an effort to add a little more vibrance to downtown, our Artesia Main Street, she started doing a cute little contest for all the Main Street District companies and businesses that would like to participate and decorate their windows inside and out. They can, you know, put in a nice window display or paint their windows or, you know, all kinds of fun things. So they're working hard on that. Some of those guys, and they're I think there's some money involved, which is pretty awesome.
Ooh, prize money, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Sons of the Pioneers?
Yes, I have, and I was noticing on there, you've got them tomorrow night at the Octillo Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. This is a great group, and they do a great Christmas show, too.
They do, and, you know, it's so funny. I was looking them up the other day because I've seen them before, but I wanted to see, like, the history of them, and they are one of the United States' earliest Western singing groups.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, in 1930s is when they started. And the lead singer, he was the very first one. His name was Leonard, but later he became Roy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So 1930s, these guys have been around. Of course, they're not the same guys since 1930. They're new. but they've had some great, great singers, and this group tours the country, and we're so excited to have them back here in Artesia. They'll be here tomorrow night at the Ocotillo. I think tickets are $55 online.
And that's a great price because one of those singers in that group is the son of Roy Rogers, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had him in the studio here the last time they were here in Alamogordo. So, yeah, that's going to be a great one right there and stuff. So, well, you've got all kinds of things going on over there. You got the Christmas Carnival of Faith Baptist Church, the Yucca Blossom Christmas Jamboree, family Christmas programs at the library. You just got it rocking over there for Christmas.
We do. Well, and even besides Christmas, this weekend is also, we might be having some people come in from Cruces and Alamogordo in that area. Because we are having the All-Star football game here, hosting that as well for the second year in a row.
Yes.
That's on Saturday. And so if there are any All-Star football players and their families coming into town, there's going to be a lot for them to be able to enjoy. I think most of them are coming today, and they're going to be in the parade tonight. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that'll be great. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to the Artesia Bulldog football team. They are the state champions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Number 32.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. Looking up the statistics on that is just wild. They're now tied for second in the United States for most state championships. So that's kind of cool.
That is. That's awesome. They don't call Artesia Title Town for nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, we got a lot of things going on for Christmas, but one thing I want to touch on just a little bit early is coming up. I found out you guys on April 6th are throwing your main event car show to celebrate my 70th birthday over there.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, I love it. That's April 5th and 6th is our main event car show and cruise. I feel like this is the 25th anniversary or something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty big milestone. We're excited to bring it back. In fact, we've already been getting phone calls about it and people asking about the date and putting it on their calendars. So I know I'm really hoping it's going to be a big show this year. It'll be fun.
I have no doubt about it. It will. You've been growing it every year since I've been involved with you and stuff. And we have a good time over there. And I know last year when you told me the date, I said, that's my 70th birthday. And the first thing you said was, are you going to be gone? Yeah, I'm going to be in Artesia doing your car show.
Yes, that's going to be so much fun. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited. We'll have to get you a big old birthday cake.
No, you don't have to do anything like that, but it's going to be fun to be over there and stuff because I love seeing the cars. And the funny thing is, I got about four guys over there that know me or getting to know me pretty well. And when they see me coming, they pull the keys out of their car.
They're like, we don't want him taken off with our cart.
That's it. That's it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. But let's recap here real quick. First of all, you got the lighted Christmas parade tonight.
Yep. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tonight on Main Street in Artesia. That's going to be a great one. The whole city's going to be lit up. All of Main Street's going to be lit up. Plus, you got the lighted parade, and that just sounds like a really good time. You also got a Toys for Tots toy drive going on as well.
Yeah, we do. There's a local Central Valley Electric. They are our rural electric co-op here in Artesia, just outside of Artesia. They are one of the spots for bringing your Toys for Tots to Artesia. I think today's the last day to bring your unwrapped unwrapped new gifts to Central Valley Electric. They're open from 8 to 5. So if Toys for Tots is something that calls you to donate to, then they'll definitely take the cute little gifts and make sure they get to where they need to be.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's see. We talked about the Christmas tree market, state all-star football game coming. Tell us about Christmas on the Corner. What's that one?
Christmas on the Corner. That is one of our local, what do you call it? Like a Medi Spa. It's a medical spa type place. They do, there's a nurse practitioner. So she sees patients for any sort of things like that. But then they also have a side of it that's like Botox and IVs and things like that. And so they are doing Christmas on the Corner, which is, you know, they're going to have some of their IV infusions available so people can go, especially right now when people are all coughing and sneezing and all the things, you can go get a little immunity booster. But they'll also have vendors and food trucks, and apparently there's a special appearance by Santa and the Grinch.
Ooh, so, look out now.
I know it. That'll be this Saturday. So if they're in town for the All-Star game, and, you know, maybe they have a break, because I think one of the games is at noon and one of the games is at 3, but this little Christmas on the Corner starts at 10. So you can always go over there real quick before the game starts, walk around a little bit, and that'll be really fun.
And you can grab a snack because they got some food trucks.
They do, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you just got so much going on over in Artesia. I tell you what, if I lived over there, I would not be bored. I would probably be wore out.
I know, right?
Well, I tell you what, Artesia is a booming town, and a lot of great things going on, like Christmas at the Museum coming up December 16th.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's going to be so cute. So we had a gentleman who lived here for years and years and years. His name is Robbie Gaines, and I think he's born and raised Artesia. He was very instrumental in our big refinery we have here, and he passed away a couple years ago. But he had an absolutely incredible Christmas village that he put up at his house every year. Like, he had, and when I say incredible Christmas village, he had shelves built around his house for this village once a year. Like, it is absolutely so cool. Well, his family said, you know, we don't want to throw this away or divide it up, and none of us want the whole thing because it's just too big. So they decided to donate it back to the city so people can go and see Robbie's Christmas Village. And they put it up at the museum in their little art center. And so they'll have, like, hot chocolate and a cute night for kiddos and families to come out to the museum and see this Christmas Village and kind of have a little evening in town. It'll be really cute.
I tell you what, that sounds great and stuff. Coming up December 17th, you got a winter paint party. What's that about?
Yeah, so paint party is at the Ocotillo. We've got a local artist who is doing, I think it's a really cute, it's just a winter, it's not real Christmassy. It's more like, you know, as you're driving through the Cloudcroft area, when you see all the aspens changing colors and kind of that, just that winter feel, fall winter feel. is doing a really neat painting of that. And so it's 18 and over. Or if you do have a kiddo that just wants to come, that's perfect. But it, they need to be accompanied by an adult. And yeah, it's at the Ocotillo. I can't remember the price on that one. But it's December 14th. So that's just from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a cute little night out. Just inside the lobby at the Ocotillo Performing Arts Center.
All right, that sounds good. Well, real quick. Oh, it's been a long morning already. Real quick, Jessica, kind of recap for us what's going on tonight and this weekend in Artesia.
Absolutely. So kick off your holidays tonight with our Light of Artesia. Tonight, Thursday, November 30th, downtown Artesia, which is Main Street, Highway 82. 6 o'clock is the parade, but shops will be open. We'll have food truck, hot chocolate, and even some snow. So make sure to bundle up. And then tomorrow night, head over to our Ocotillo Performing Arts Center to check out Sons of the Pioneers. Those tickets are available online, ArtesiaArtsCouncil.com. Saturday, head out to the Bulldog Bowl at 12 o'clock to see the small teams do their all-star games, the red and green. And then the big teams will play, the large teams will play at 3 p.m., red and green all-star games as well. And then we'd love to have you back at Estelle Gates Auditorium that same evening on Saturday, December 2nd, for the Bulldogs on Review. Come check out what the choir has been working on all semester long, and have a great weekend here in Artesia.
I tell you what, high school choirs are the best. They sound so great. I love having them. And, of course, I want to again invite everybody on April 5th and 6th over to my 70th birthday party over in Artesia with the 25th main event car show. So,
yes, sir. Yay, mark your calendar. Save the date.
Yes. Yeah. Come in and torment me. That's what I like. So, but Jessica, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air with us and stuff. And anytime you got something going on, just reach out, and we're happy to have you on. You're so much fun. And of course, everybody knows that I call her Shelby, and that's because what kind of car do you like?
Oh, my favorite Shelby Mustang. It's got to be a '67 Shelby Mustang.
What color?
Oh, goodness gracious. I honestly, if I could have a Shelby Mustang, I do not care the color.
Okay.
Because it would be amazing just to have one.
There you go. Well, I'll just go midnight blue with the hockey stripes on it and stuff. And there you go. You're all set up. So.
Sounds great. I love it.
There you go. Sounds great. Jessica, always a pleasure to have you on. By golly, I tell you what, it's going to be a great time. I can't wait till April gets here. And so I hope everybody over there in Artesia has a fantastic Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you from the folks here in Alamogordo.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.